Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Clan losing 4-3 in overtime to Fife Flyers, with me as the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, just your thoughts on that one?
Oh, it's tough to lose. I mean, you know, I thought we controlled, you know, the whole game. You know, we held them to 14 shots and we created so many chances. Our goalie had a tremendous game. Disappointed in our discipline. You know, we said before the game they're a very opportunistic team. You know, they capitalized on what limited chances they had. You know, but at this stage, it's such a process. So early in the Challenge Cup, you know, we got to learn from this. We did a lot of good things. I thought we played some pretty exciting hockey. I thought we were physical. Disappointed in the discipline towards the end. You can't afford to take bad penalties. You can't kill them. You can't kill bad penalties. You can kill good ones, but you can't kill the bad ones. And it cost us tonight. They got that power play goal. You know, our special teams need to improve, but they will improve. You know, we overhandled the puck. We got two great units. You know, I'm full of confidence that once we get those guys going, but I think we need to simplify it a bit and get pucks and use the big bodies we have in front of the net. And, you know, but it's early. It's very, very early. And you know, it's a process. But, you know, I thought for the majority, we looked very, very dangerous tonight. You know, there's areas, like I said, that we need to improve on defensively. We need to improve on discipline. We ain't going to allow that. We're not going to allow guys to put us, you know, take selfish penalties. So we'll stamp that out. We'll get rid of that right now. You know, because you can't win. The league's too good. The league's too good, and we can't win with that kind of attitude. So, you know, all in all, it was it wasn't a bad night. You know, we got a lot, did a lot of good things. But we got a long road ahead, and I'm full of confidence with this group.
What did you make of the 3-on-3 the overtime situation?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's a lot more exciting for the fans and coaches. But, you know, I think we outchanced them 2-1. You know, their first shot, they find the back of the net. We make a mistake in the neutral zone, get caught pinching. But 3-on-3, that's what it's created for. I think we had 2 2-on-1s, and we didn't capitalize. And you probably only get one or two chances in that, and you got to capitalize. And yeah, otherwise you're gonna be pulling it out of the back of your net. But it's exciting. It's exciting. I thought we looked really good. You know, I thought we did a little bit in practice, but we haven't. That was the first time we've ever had it in a game. Would have been nice in exhibition to go to overtime a couple times just to feel it out. Yeah. And feel it out. You know. But it's definitely something that, you know, it's going to be fun to work with. You go three forwards, you go two forwards and a D, you know, you go all out. I think it's going to be, you're going to see a lot of different, as the season goes on, you're going to see a lot of different combinations from us to find it. But, you know, like I said, going forward, I thought we looked really dangerous tonight. I liked our compete level, our energy. We got to shore up our back end. We need Baldwin in here. We need him in here in a bad way to shore up that back end, see what we have. I thought Zeke, it's a tough game for a goalie. You don't see any. He's had three shots in the second period. You know what I mean? Three shots all from the outside. You know, he doesn't get tested. Those are hard for goalies. I thought he stayed composed. I mean, some of the first two goals were pretty world-class from them. That slap shot bounced right in the slot, you know. I thought he had a great game. You know, I thought he competed. I thought he made some huge saves when we did break down defensively and kept us in it. But all in all, it was a good game. Disappointed we didn't get the 2 points, but we move on.
Sort of come down to finer margins, isn't it? We saw that in overtime there. Kyle Wharton hits the post, then a minute or so later, Fife have scored and taken the game.
Yeah, it hits the post and comes back out for 2-on-1 the other way. Yeah. You know, it's a game of inches, and it's exciting, you know. And once you go there, it's maybe less of a crapshoot than a shootout, because if you got three really good guys in shootouts or a goalie, at least you got a bit of control. Here, it's a bad bounce, one hop, and with the ice the way it is, and his pucks are bouncing everywhere, you know, you're going to need a little bit of luck. But it's exciting. That's what it's meant for. And it's not always fun for coaches, but it's good for fans.
Just a general view on the 3-on-3, if you don't mind. Obviously, we're going to see this throughout the league across the season. Do you think it's going to create more situation where the league is going to get a lot closer because it's that fine a margin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's huge. I mean, you look at how many times you go into overtime. If you can win 90% of those, that's the difference. You know, the Brayhead Clan, that's the difference of two championships. You know, but You can work on it and work on it and work on it. It's a skilled man's game when you get in that situation. There's, you know, it's, you got to be fast, you got to be quick, you got to generate offense. You need your D to activate. There's so many little things that go involved. At the end of the day, you got to score and you get a chance, because it's coming right back the other way if you don't.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, you bet.